Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 46 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello there.
Hi, Shrek. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the junk drawer.
What is the junk drawer?
It's that drawer or that cupboard that's usually near the front of the house when you enter, and it's just full of stuff. It's everything you just throw in.
It's the stuff where, like, you walk in holding things and you don't know what to do with them, so you just, like, stash them in this one drawer.
And it always has rubber bands, even though people don't use rubber bands anymore, but it'll always be full of rubber bands. Everybody seems to have rubber bands everywhere around the world. It's a thing. Like, why are there so many rubber bands out in the world in these drawers?
I used to have them because our paper would come wrapped in it, in rubber bands. Like the newspaper. We actually would stack it on the handle because if you keep it loose in the drawer, it would be messy. But yeah, but now that it's become a big clutter and I don't read the paper really, I just stopped getting the paper. So now
we can get it digitally to reduce the clutter.
And so now there's not much, no new rubber bands have come in.
You know what? A weird thing used to happen in, I used to live in a close. So the road was closed up, right? So they, you know, used to play on the street and we used to find rubber bands all the time. And I used to think in my young age, right, I was young, that they automatically created themselves in the street.
Okay.
Because there were all these rubber bands on the street all the time. It took many years for me to realize it's the postman taking the rubber band and just throwing it on the floor. Instead of putting it, say, back in his bag or throwing it in a rubbish bin, he was throwing them on the ground. So there was these rubber bands always loose on our street when we were playing. It was the weirdest thing.
How do we tackle this junk drawer?
So the junk drawer will look overwhelming, but thankfully it's usually a small drawer, right? So what you do, either if you can take out the drawer and put it on a table, or if you can't take everything, like put it in a box or, you know, say a washing basket, put all the stuff in there and go and put it on a table and then clean the drawer. So usually it's all sticky and rubbery and it's just messy. There's bits and pieces on it. So clean it up first. So we have a fresh base to start with. Then go through everything and look and see. So what you want to have is a trash bag next to you, you know, or a bin. And a recycle bin as well, because a lot of it most well would be recyclable. And start going through all the stuff and seeing what you want to throw away or recycle. That's the main thing first. So go through all that. Then put everything into piles. So, you know, separate everything. So there'll be keys. There's always random keys. People have keys from their old houses in these drawers. So go through and find all the keys. And what I want you to do is spend then 5 minutes one day getting all the keys in your hand and going through all of the keys in all the doors and seeing which ones fit where. And if they fit, leave the key in that door for now and just see. And then at the end, you'll have a pile of keys that have no place to go. They're the ones you need to throw away because obviously they don't, they shouldn't belong in your house now. So go through, you know, everything, make sure there's, you know, if it can go somewhere else, like there'll be maybe cosmetics and toiletries that should be in the bathroom rather than in the junk drawer. Birthday candles should be in the birthday box with all the other bits and pieces you need for the birthdays. What else would there be? Safety pins.
Documents, old envelopes, those kind of things as well, right? Yeah. Like junk mail that comes in and people just like, I'll look at this later and poof, it goes in there.
Those things they put on the door handles. Like, don't even let that come into your house. Just put it in the recycle bin immediately because you're never going to look at those things that come hanging on your door. Pens and pencils, go through them and see which ones work and don't work. And then, you know, put the ones that don't work in the recycle. Anything and everything. Yeah, little bits of paper with phone numbers on them. If you haven't put it on your phone already, you're never going to call that person, you know. And then people say get dividers and get little boxes to put in the junk drawer. I say no. You most probably have cool little boxes or bowls, you know, or you've got boxes that you use for jewelry or shoebox lids. Get them, if you haven't thrown them or decluttered them. Like, get them and use them as a divider in your drawer. So then separate everything. So, you know, put safety pins and paper clips into a little bowl, papers into one little lid, shoebox lid, keys, put them into a little box, and label it. So if you have a label machine, great. If not, if I'm around, you know, you can give me a call and I'll label it for you with my super duper big label. You should always have a notepad or a post-it notes, because there's always some notes you want to make, right? So have that there in one pen or two pens, but you don't need to have 50 pens in the drawer. And yeah, just decide what doesn't need to be in that drawer. Once you've organized it and put everything into the sections in the drawer, you need to build that habit. So make sure that nothing gets thrown into it. So if it's a piece of junk and you don't know where to put it in the recycle bin, put it in the trash bin. Don't put it in the junk drawer. So that junk drawer should just be for your spare keys, little bits of stationery. You know, some people have annual passes for, say, the theme parks. Put those passes in there because they're easy to grab when you're leaving the house and going to the theme park. Bits and pieces like that. Glasses, sunglasses, if you've got several. But you should only have about three.
You should have three?
Well, actually, no. Two.
I think you should have one. You can stretch it to two. Yeah. But like, that's how it should
be. So one in the car and one in, you know, the extra fancy one in the drawer, junk drawer. Yeah. I have three. I'll have to get rid of it from my junk drawer, my junk cupboard. So that's the main tips for that. Try not to put too much in there. And I've seen, you know, pictures of before and after of junk drawers, and they look beautiful with all this stationery and bits and pieces. But do you actually need all of that nowadays? Do you need a stapler by your front door? Scissors, maybe sometimes, you know, like little scissors that you get. But yeah, people have loads of stuff that I don't think you need. A torch would be good. Torch is always useful, but then you have the torch on your phone now. But if your phone hasn't got any charge, it's good to have a torch with a battery ready for use. So that's my tips for today. Try not to spend too much money. Like, I don't want you to clutter the drawers with more clutter, with boxes and bits and pieces, you know.
Take care of it before it goes in. And as always, you can find the show wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can find Shalina by looking for Declutter Me on all of social media.
And on my website.
Declutterme.com/podcast. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.